Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 62, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 29th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Sammayan atmana atmanam javat saktam yathasutam na sasata samadhatum muno madano veditam. So, his mind became very much agitated, young man, and he is seeing in his front that another young man and woman embracing and kissing. It is very difficult to explain. Unless one is very advanced, it is not possible. That I was reciting the verse by Jamunacharya. Yadavadhi mama citta padaravinde, krishna padaravinde, navanam dhamadam kumasi. Yadavadhi vatanari sangame bhavati sushtunishma. Unless one is very strong in Krishna consciousness, it is very difficult to restrain the mind and the senses. Very good. Here it is said, mana madana vipitam. Madana means cupid or the lusty desire. So he was agitated, his mind was agitated by lusty desires. Therefore, we have to be very careful for the association. Sangha sanjayate kama. We develop different consciousness by particular association. Therefore, for advancing in Krishna consciousness, we must associate with the devotee. You cannot advance in Krishna consciousness without being in the association of devotees. Sri Narottam Das Thakur says, tell them that Hindi will be in the evening. Tell them that Hindi will be evening. Yes. Between 7:30 to 8:30. So, mana madana vipitam. Cupid is always disturbing. This material world means this madana, Cupid. Whole material world. Janamaithunadi grihamedhi sukham misucham. Grihamedhi means those who have decided to prolong this body for sense and jhana. That is going on. Everyone is trying so hard in big, big cities. They are working so hard, like hogs and dogs. Not more, they say that we are hungry, we must work very hard. But that is not the fact. The real fact is that we want to enjoy sex. So far hunger is concerned, you can control. But sex desire, it is very difficult for you. So this material world means that maithunadi. Maithun means sex intercourse. That is the beginning of material life. You know very well how strong is sex desire in the Western countries. Even an old man going to die, he has also. Although he cannot enjoy sex, still he is trying his best by medicine, by other means, by intoxication, by stimulant. That is the only happiness of this material world. Janamaithunadi grihamedi sukham mitusham kandugane nakarayu ribadukha dukham. Sitpanta neham kripana mahudukha bhaya kandugaiva manasija visayeta dhira. Human civilization means to create the population zero, not to be disturbed by sex impulse. This is human being. Not that so many so-called sadhus, they are now preaching openly the yoga by sex. Yoga by sex. They have invented. Yoga means to find out the supreme law within oneself, within the core of the heart. That is real yoga. Yoga means to connect. To connect with home, with sex life. No, the sex life connection is there even in the birds, beasts, ants, animals, worms, everywhere. Because the whole world is going on sex life. Does it require any yoga system? But people are fallen so down that they are invented because people want it and these rascals, they exploit them. This is going on. So, real yoga system means to control the senses, not to increase or indulge. Now they are clearly advertising in the Western countries, transcendental meditation, there is no restriction, there is no question of faith, so many things. But as people want it, they want money, and they advertise like that. People do not want to follow the religious principles. People do not want any restrictions. They advertise, yes, you haven't got to follow any restrictions. You haven't got to believe in some religion. You simply pay me $125 and I give you a mantra and you will become something. This is my. But that is not the fact. The real fact is how to control the mind. Here we see that manaha, madana, bibitam. Nasasata samadhahu mana madana bibitam. Our mind is always agitated for sense enjoyment. Mind is the master of the senses or the chief man, just like superintendent. Mind is dictating and the senses, the mind is dictating to go here, there, immediately the legs go. You see here, I see. So mind is the center. Manasasthana indriyani prakitisthani karta. See, Bhagavad Gita. This living entity, mamaivanta, Krishna says, all these living entities, their mind, part and parcel. The question may be, then why they are rotting here? He, the living entities, are part and parcel of Krishna and God. So why does he not live with God? The immediate answer is, manasasthane indriyani prakritisthane karta. This living entity, this conditioned soul, who has come to this material world, the only reason is that they want to satisfy the senses, manasasthane indriyani. Therefore, there is struggle for it. He wants to enjoy. He wants to become the enjoyer, but he is not enjoyer. That is called illusion. He is enjoyer. He cannot enjoy. Enjoyer is only Krishna. Purusha sāsatam. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavam Purusham Sāsatam Adhyam. Krishna, the Lord, is described as Purusha, and living entities are described as Prakriti. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para jiva bhuta mahabhava jayedam jharjati. Krishna has explained. There is material energy and spiritual energy. So, jiva-bhūta. Jiva-bhūta, the living entity, they have been described as prakriti. And prakriti means female. And Krishna has been described as purusha. So purusha is the enjoyer and prakriti is the enjoyer. We don't think that enjoyer means simply sex. No. Enjoyer means subordinate, to carry out the order of the purusha. This is the position of Krishna and ours. We are part and parcel. Just like the hands and legs are mine, part and parcel of the body. So the duty of the hands and legs are that carry out my order. I say my leg, carry me there. He will do immediately. My hand, just take it. I'll take it. The hand will take it. So this is prakriti and purusha. The purusha orders and the prakriti performs it. This is the real. Not that as soon as we say prakriti purusha, immediately there is question of sex. No. Means, prakriti means obedience. Obedient to the purusha. This is natural way. In the Western countries, they are artificially trying to become equal. But that is not possible by nature. And there is no such question, inferiority or superiority. There is no such question. Just like in the beginning, yatova imane bhutani jan, janmadrasya jataha, where from these purusha and prakriti relationship began? Janmadrasya jataha, it has begun from this absolute truth. Therefore, absolute truth is Radha Krishna. The same purusha and prakriti. But Radharani is the servitor, servant. Radharani is so expert that she always attracts Krishna by her service. This is Radharani's position. Krishna is called Madan Mohan. Here in Vrindavan, there is Madan Mohan. And Radharani is called Madan Mohan Mohin. Krishna is so attractive that we are attracted by two beings, and Krishna attracts you. Therefore his name is Madan Mohan. And Radharani is so great that she attracts Krishna. Therefore she is the greatest. The Vrindavan, therefore, people are accustomed to chant Radharani's name more than Krishna's. Jai Radhi. Yes. If you want Krishna's favor, you just try to please Radharani. So this is the way. Now, here it is a mana, madana, vipitam. Mind was agitated. So this mind agitation will go on unless one is attracted by a Madan Mohan. If we do not be attracted by the Madan Mohan, so long we are not attracted by Madan Mohan, we must be attracted by Madan, Madan Mohan. This is the problem. And unless you can control your mind, unless you are able to control your mind not to be disturbed by Madan, there is no question of liberation or service. The ultimate goal of life is how to become free from this material engagement, limitation of birth, death, and threefold miseries. That is the perfection. They do not know what is the goal of life, what is the perfection of life. The whole world, especially in this age, they are so fallen that they do not know what is the goal of life. All these big, big political parties, philosophers, scientists, there's no knowledge. They are in the dark. Therefore, it is called illusion, in the dark. But we understand that Krishna Surya Sama. Krishna is just like sun. Krishna Surya Sama. Maya Andhaka. And this darkness means Maya. Krishna Surya Sama Maya Andhaka. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. Mami Vaja Prabhattasi Maya Mitaam Padalti. This is the problem. So it is a great science, Krishna Consciousness Movement. It's much scientific movement. To get the whole human society from the pitch of darkness. Grihanda kupam. Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father, what you have learned the best thing what you have learned. He said, hityanga kupam, hityatma ghatam grihanga kupam, vanangato yad harimasarita, tat sadhumanne asuravarja dhinam sadasamidhubhugna dhyam asadgrahat. The same thing. Sadas Hamadvidna Dhyam Asadgrahat. The materialistic persons, they are always in anxiety. Tat sadhumanne asudavarja dehina. Dehina means not only human society. Anyone who has accepted this material body, even the small ants, and in big, the demigods Indra and Lords Brahma, such big, they are also living entities, and the ant is also living entity. By their pious activity, they have got big pose as demigods, prolonged life, and many other facilities. But they are all living entities. So these living entities mean everyone has got material body. Material body means it will end. Antavasvi medeha. And Bhagavad Gita. However strong he may be, Palwan, antavasvi medeha. It will end. You cannot. You may run in the morning 3 miles and then take very stimulating foodstuff, and everyone is trying to become very strong. That is good. But however strong we may be, even Hiranyakashipu, it is not good to stay. Hiranyakashipu become very, very strong. He ensures that he would not die in daytime and nighttime, and in the water, in the land, on the sky, not by any human being, not by any demigods, not by any animal, not by any weapon. Everything he ensured, that's all. But God's policy is so nice that all his insurance keeping aside, he killed him, not by weapon, by the men. He forgot that I may be killed by the nails. Then he thought, I shall not be killed by any animal or man. So, Narasimha Dev, you cannot say it is a lion or man. Mixed. And he thought that he would not die in daytime or night time, but he was killed in the evening. It is neither day nor night. So he would not be killed in the sky, in the water, or in the land. So he was killed on the thresholds. Therefore we should always remember that we cannot cheat God. He is always at least little more intelligent. So these conditioned souls, they want to cheat God. They want to deny God. They want to cheat God. But that is not possible. In spite of all your insurance and cheating policy, you must have to die. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Mittu aham sarvaharam. You do not accept me, that's all right. You are collecting things for your enjoyment. But I shall, when I shall come as death, not only you shall be killed, but I shall take away whatever is possessed. So this is intelligence. That they say there is no God. And God says, yes, you see me at the time of death. But you cannot avoid death. So before meeting death, that's why Hiranyakashipu, Prahlad Maharaj so many times requested, my dear father, why you are becoming atheist? By his grace you have got so much power. Just submit to him. No, there is no God. I am God. So this is called demon. In spite of being punished in so many ways, they will deny the existence of God. So they are, those who are not devotees, they will be agitated by the bird, by Madon, by Cupid, by so many other illusory things. But if one becomes Krishna conscious, then nothing comes. Because Krishna conscious person is not in want. He is not in want. So long will be in want, our mind will be exist. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advised the sadhas mudvigna dhiyam, those who are always agitated, everyone is agitated. Samudvigna tatsadhamani asuravarta dehina. Anyone who has accepted this material body must be always agitated in mind. Sadhas. Why? Asadgraha. Because he has accepted this temporary body, he must be full of anxiety. He cannot be apart. Asadgraha. Asato ma sadgama. The Vedic Indian sense is, don't keep yourself in this temporary world or temporary body. Must go to the spiritual world. Back to home, back. This is Vedic Indian. Sadgama. Asato ma sadgama. Asadgraha, if you accept this temporary material body, means temporary body, dehinas means jathadehi, kaumana jivana, we are transmigrating from one body to another. This is asadgraha. Why I shall transmigrate? If I am nitara, na harnate hannamane sarire, I am nitara, this is intelligent. How I can get permanent body, so that I may not have to change body one after another. This is it. So, this person, there are many important words in this verse, and it can be explained for a long time. The one word is that stambhayam atmana atmanam. Just like a thief is going to steal, he also tries to control it. I am going to steal, the after effect will be that I'll be arrested and I'll have to go to jail. And it is forbidden by Shastra and human laws also, state laws. So I am going to steal, there is risk. Actually there is risk. But this consciousness beats him, but he cannot control. This is the Buddha. He cannot control. He knows everything, but still he steals. The same thing happens here. Here it is said, no sasāpa samādhātum. He was a Brahmin, learned Brahmin. He knew that I am being agitated by the sex desires. It is not good. It is not good. Jathās sutam. Sutta. Sutta means Vedic knowledge. He had sufficient education in Vedic knowledge. Jathās sutam. Java sattam, as far as he could control. Tambhayam atmana atmanam. He tried to control the mind as far as intelligence concerned, but no sasato he could not control. No sasato samadhatam. Why? The mind was too much agitated. This is the point. This is the point that his mind was too much agitated, madanavritam, by lusty desire. Lusty desire is very strong. Therefore, it is in the injunction of the sadhu, matra sasa dhritrava, na vivittasane vase, bulavan indriya grama. Vidyamsa vikarsati. That is vidyamsa vikarsati. This ajami is a learned Brahmin, is vidvā, is not a fool, but vidyamsa vikarsati. Therefore it is forbidden. Matra sasra dhritrāvā. Don't keep yourself in a lonely place and talk with him. become man, him, she is mother, daughter or sister. Strictly for you. That disease will kill you. Therefore it is forbidden that don't talk in solitary place with woman, if she happens to be your daughter, your mother and your sister. Generally one is not agitated in sex with mother and with sister and daughter. But it is forbidden up to them. Even Brahma became agitated by seeing his daughter. There is instance. In Brahma, not know what to speak of others. So, mind is so very susceptible that, but this mind can be controlled only by Krishna consciousness. Yoginam ki sarvesham madvata antaratmana madvata. Thinking of Krishna, antaratmana, within the core of heart. Madhavatamdara, sadhyavan, bhujati, yuma, sami, jishtutam, he is satvajya. So, unless we can control the mind, we cannot become yogi. Yoga means indriya sangam. Yoga means not reducing fat or reducing, no. Yoga means controlling the mind, controlling the senses, and concentrate it upon Vishnu, Krishna, Makpara, Yogam, Jinjanam, Madasa, that is yoga. When we take shelter of Krishna and practice yoga, then it will be successful. Not that transcendental meditation is all foolish things, no. We have to control the mind. If you want liberation from this material world, you have to control your mind. Therefore, Ambarish Maharaj, he showed us example that Savai mana Krishna padara vindaya vacham sivai kunsa gunanu vannan. Simply engage your mind thinking of Krishna and talk of Krishna, then this irritation will not disturb. Thank you very much.